Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, this is Inside the District. It's Tuesday, April 16th, 2024. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening. We start today with breaking news from this morning. Rachel Zegler and Kit Connor will make their Broadway debuts this fall in a new limited-run production of William Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet. This promises to be a more edgy, angry retelling of the classic tragedy, as the show launched today using the obscene tagline, "The youth are fucked." Zegler, a New Jersey native, burst onto the scene in the 2021 Steven Spielberg film remake of West Side Story, where she played Maria. She was more recently seen as Lucy Baird in The Hunger Games, The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes. Connor stars as Nick Nelson in the Netflix series Heartstopper. One of his castmates, Joe Locke, is also on Broadway right now in Sweeney Todd. This revival will be directed by Sam Gold with movement by Sonia Taye, and although it will remain a play, it will feature original music by Jack Antonoff, a frequent Taylor Swift collaborator. Further casting, exact dates, and a venue for Romeo and Juliet will be announced later. However, it is being rumored that it will take the Circle in the Square Theater, which is currently being occupied by a Jeremy Strong-led revival of An Enemy of the People, through June 23rd. Tickets will go on sale next month. And finally today, the latest grosses were just published for the week ending April 14th. The hip new immersive revival of Cabaret with Eddie Redmayne and Gail Rankin found its way into last week's top five grossers for the first of what will probably be many times. In just a seven-performance week, it grossed over $1.7 million with an average ticket price of over $230. Opening night is April 21st at the August Wilson Theater. At the moment, 11 new shows are still in previews, including the aforementioned Cabaret, as they vie for attention before Tony nominations are announced on April 30th. Many of these shows are offering free tickets to the press, critics, journalists, and influencers. Two shows had their official opening nights last week, the musicals The Outsiders and Lempicka. At least one show will be opening every day from April 17th through the 25th. Cumulatively, the 36 running shows combined to make $35.5 million, down from last week's $39 million, buoyed by Easter Vacationers. The numbers are expected to rise back up a bit following the Tony nominations announcement. Many houses were still filled last week, however, as 24 shows played to at least 90% capacity. And that's Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.